we know that a chassan on the day of his wedding, all of his sins are forgiven. So what's interesting is that what if a chassan contracts tzara'as? Before the wedding, he has tzara'as, or even during the week, he has tzara'as. So what do we do with him? So the Mishnah tells us in Nega'im that we allow him to finish off the Shara Brachos, and then he is checked out to see if, whether the tzara'as is real tzara'as or if it's not. The question is, isn't a chassan's sins, aren't all of his sins forgiven? So how could it be that even gets tzara'as if all of his sins are forgiven? So I guess you could say that maybe he sinned after the wedding, but let's assume that he has some sins going into the marriage and he's totally free. And now what happened? So the Rebbe of Gur, one of the Rebbes of Gur, Ger, suggests as follows, that as we know in Yom Kippur is mechaper only for sins that are ben adam lamakom. But sins that are ben adam lechavero, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. A person doesn't get all free. That, oh, I come to Yom Kippur, I don't have to ask my friends for mechila. No, a person has to make sure that his ben adam lechavero is set before Yom Kippur so that all of his sins are forgiven. So too, a chassan is the same thing. That a chassan, his sins that are ben adam lemakom, those are forgiven. But the sins that are ben adam lechavero, those are not forgiven. And therefore, of course, Lashon Hara, which is one of the primary sins of ben adam lechavero, that is not forgiven. And therefore, that's how a chassan is able to contract tzara'as, even during his wedding, after his wedding, before his wedding, because his day of the wedding does not forgive those sins, which comes to highlight for us, again, sometimes we think about these ideas only around Yom Kippur time, but to recognize that we do tshuva not just for Bina L'Makom, and Yom Kippur doesn't just help us, it helps us only for Bina L'Makom, but Bina L'Chaveiro as well, a person needs to make sure that throughout the year, anytime he by accident speaks Lashon Hara, or he's not nice to a friend, or any mistake that he makes in that area, a person needs to make sure he does tshuva. And he asks the person for forgiveness and is able to rectify those sins. We have to make sure that we are both clean, be'adal makom, and also be'adal mechaveiro.